A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're back with Ledley King, one of the all-time great Spurs defenders, and he's telling us about a signing that his club made which accelerated their growth in the Premier League. First of all, it is my podcast. Here's me reminding Ledley that before this mystery guest landed in his neighbourhood, he was playing in mine. The guy who came to Barcelona and you played with, and it had a catalytic effect on Barcelona when the elections changed and Laporta took over and Rijkaard came in, and the first half of the season was just atrocious.
Yeah.
They were higgledy-piggledy, they weren't fit enough to press, not everybody knew what was going on, they were thrashed by Malaga, thrashed by Racing Santander, and at Christmas, Rijkaard decided that somebody he knew from Ajax, who was bouncing around, might do a job.
Yeah.
And they signed Edgar Davids, and he arrived unfit, because he'd been out. Mm-hmm. And within about a game and a half, the sharpness was coming back.
Yeah,
I watched Ronaldinho go, like, because they'd never played together, and Ronaldinho was in his pomp then.
Yeah.
And he looked at him and he went, you know, are you just a soldier? Or you can play.
Mm.
And they went like that.
Yeah.
And then I watched Xavi, who at that stage was playing in the Busquets role in the middle of midfield, supposedly organising and holding, and far from where he needed to be in terms of opening things up. You could see him game by game and training session by training session. That's what you need to be elite and competitive. Mm. And the impact David's had in 6 months at Barcelona was extraordinary.
Yeah.
What was it like when he came to your place?
Did he join? He joined off the back of that, didn't he?
He did. Frank Rijkaard was absolutely distraught because he said, stay, new contract. And he went, no, I'm getting better money. And off he went, which is everybody's right. But they fell out a little bit over it.
That was a great signing. And I think because at the time we had a young team, you know, I was still learning to try and be the captain of the team. And to bring in someone of his experience was great. I remember the first day he came in, when we sat in the canteen and we had a chat, and he said, what can we win? You know, that was his first question. What can we win?
It's a good question.
And that was his mentality. You know, he was a winner. He wanted to win things. And I think he brought the best out of everyone in that team. You know, he had a role in kind of taking us from that 8th, 9th, 10th position to all of a sudden knocking on the door for top four. I think we finished 5th twice under Martin Yol, and Edgar was a big part of that. You know, I think he just lifted everyone and helped to get a little bit more out of everyone. And you know, he was a great player, a great worker as well.
You know, if you could put meat in the bones about what you mean about lifting or showing or changing, how effectively on a daily basis, how does a guy like that do that?
Yeah, well, I think that when you're a young player and you see a player that's done it, won everything, and you see the work ethic on the training pitch, everyone follows suit.
Mm.
So Edgar would, after training was finished, Edgar would be still out there working on things. He would work on things with the young players as well. Mm-hmm. He'd say, come here and do this with me.
For his benefit or for theirs, do you think?
Both. You know, and that's what, you know, that's what it should be. He wasn't a coach. He was a player who's you know, got great experience and wants to improve his teammates, his young players. And everyone wanted to impress him.
Oh, that's a great phrase. You know, I understand that.
Of course you do. You know, when you get a superstar like Edgar come to your place, you know, you want to show him what you can do.
Tough tackler? Tough to play against?
Yeah, he was you know, he was known as a pit bull, and that's what he was. You know, he was quick over the ground. But a lot of people left out how technically good he was. And that was something that he worked on all the time. You know, he loved one-on-ones after training. He would love to try and pull me aside and, come on, let's do one-on-ones. And he would try and run at me and work his skills. And obviously, you know, he used to get quite heated. He used to get quite heated, you know, because Edgar would try and rub it in if he scored.
Yeah.
You know, he would talk while he's going at you. And it was his competitive nature, and it was great.